This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. Here's something to think about. What if you accidentally cut off a piece of your finger and it grew into your clone? At Kansas City's Stowers Institute for Medical Research, scientists work with tiny animals that can do just that. And their work has inspired a new collaboration with artists. KCUR's Julie Denishay explains.
Oh, yeah.
A small group of researchers and artists are huddled together, peering into the edge of a lake at Swope Park. They're on the hunt for planarians. These tiny creatures are commonly found in waterways around the world.
Oh my God, look at this.
Jason Pollan isn't a scientist. He retired from the fiber department at the Kansas City Art Institute a decade ago. But he knew scientists and wanted to find a way to collaborate.
I didn't even know what a flatworm, what it was, had no clue. So it's just another universe of creatures that exist side by side with us that have very different kinds of life cycles that clone themselves.
Weekly outings, like the trip to Swope Park, eventually gave shape to a new art exhibit. It includes Pollan's fiber pieces, video installations, and drawings by artists who also work at the Stowers Institute for Medical Research, like Steph Nowotarski.
I know, super exciting. And
at Stowers, scientists have been studying flatworms for decades. They keep tanks holding hundreds of thousands of the tiny animals.
Welcome to the ranch.
Yeah, we're in the planarian ranch, which is in the lab, and it's where we keep the planarians that we're working with, mostly in Ziploc containers. It's really high tech.
Planarians are long and thin, with a shovel-shaped head and two eyes. They seek the safety of darkness, hiding under rocks and leaves. In the wild, planarians are often dark brown, but when you feed them colored food, they turn a rainbow of colors. The team has been feeding them pigment, then filming flatworms gliding around in petri dishes.
It's like the planarians themselves are our art. So we played around with feeding them different pigments. And so this is watercolor pigment. Literally, you can buy it at Dick Blick. So this is literally planarians holding watercolor. So they're like little mini brushes, if you will.
Another artist in the new show also works at Stowers. Malmir got a job there after graduating from the Art Institute. Now they work on images created with electron microscopes.
At work, when I'm doing drawings, it's strictly thinking about how will this best communicate to somebody who's looking at it. And here, this is more about creating a composition and playing with color and form, and it's more play.
Working in the studio, Mira brushes watercolor onto a 4-foot by 4-foot painting. The image is based on magnified slices of worms. Blobs of blue and lavender form many of the structures that cover the paper.
It just blows my mind all the time how complicated the world inside these animals is. They're so tiny and they're so cute with their googly eyes. But you look inside such a small portion of the animal, just a single slice, and there's so many things to see.
William Plummer is another Art Institute graduate. Plummer plays the cello and recorded music with three other musicians. They also experimented with projecting images of flatworms onto the walls of the gallery.
It's so different how your understanding changes when you see them large and you can see their little photoreceptors that kind of look like cute little eyes, and you understand their movement in a different way.
In Plummer's projections, the flatworms swim around the walls, some of them as big as humans. This show is all about changing perceptions about the world around us. Again, Jason Pollan.
I think we all learn from one another and just revel in this playful project with planarians as the centerpiece.
And if nothing else, it will help more people understand the beauty of flatworms. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denishay.
The exhibit inspired by flatworms opens next week at the UMKC Gallery of Art. You'll find more information and photos at kcur.org.